Blog Talk Radio.
One more time, I can see the woman just as she began.
Lift up those hands and pull down what you need right now.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly. What a beautiful song by Marvin Sapp called Miracle. And we just give God some praise and glory and honor for who he is, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what's going on, we're going to continue to praise him. As Bishop and Doc remind us, we're going to praise him anyway. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, always. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. That number is 347-843-4559. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Without a doubt, I think everybody on the planet, matter of fact, at least half the planet would believe that we all need prayer. There's about eight plus billion people on the planet, and every one of us need prayer tonight in the name of our Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for prayer. Yeah. Yes. We thank God for the opportunity to have Bishop and Doc with us on this Tuesday night. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for being with us to encourage us, to let us know what's really the Word of God says, and, of course, the power of prayer as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I'm going to be reading the scripture tonight, Psalms 91. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of 91, Psalms 91. I'll be reading chapters 1 through 7. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 7 tonight. But I encourage you in your time of meditation and time in the Lord, read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 tonight. Hey, once again, that number 347-843-4559. Also, too, if you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment tonight, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on. So thank you for all those live right now and those live later on listening on the replay. Thank you so much for that as well. In fact, we've got to give everybody who's listening right now a round of applause. Thank you so much for your time. This is Prayer Time. Amen. Amen. And we'll be opening up the lines later on. Yes, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well. Hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue if you have a praise request, a prayer request, or a praise report, and time or a comment tonight for Bishop and Doc. So we thank you so much for that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the network, across the globe, this is Prayer Time. We're getting ready to go to the Word. Thank you so much. We're going to the Word right now. Amen. Yes. Psalms 91, King James Version, ladies and gentlemen, 1 through 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. You must say that aloud. Speak that. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. That is a key verse right there. I'm going to read it again because I need it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that is walketh in the darkness, amen, nor for the destruction that wasteth at the noonday. Verse 7, ladies and gentlemen, and 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That's the spirit of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord will last forever and ever and ever. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, prepare your hearts and minds for prayer time. We're going to bring up Bishop here in a few seconds here. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. If you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. In your hearts and minds, please put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again tonight, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Glory to God. Tonight, we will be praying against all this murder and crime that is taking place in our nation. this mass murder and crime has been taken. Over 129 mass murders has taken place this year alone. And we know it is a demon that has been sent from the pit of hell. And as we pray and bind those spirits, as we, the body of Christ, bind those spirits, come together and pray for safety of the people of God, safety for the people of everywhere, for safety of the children that's going to school back and forth in their traveling, in their home. And we pray for people everywhere for the safety, because we know, and not only are we praying for their safety, we're praying that God would test the heart of people, that they would change some of these laws, because some of these laws will stop a lot of this mass murder that's taking place, because they won't be able to get a hold of the weapon just by just walking in the store. So we praying that God will test the heart of the people that is in charge in the government system, and then we change some of these laws. And we praying as a body of Christ to believe the word of God, that God will protect us and keep us from all the danger that is taking place in this world. The Bible let us know that he will keep those in perfect peace that stays their mind on Jesus Christ. And even we know that we living in the troubled times, in the last, in the evil days. But the word of God has already been read to us. The Bible said, no evil shall come near our dwelling, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. And we praying for safety of the people. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said the weapon of the Bible warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Every spirit that says they don't need Jesus Christ, we pull it down. Every spirit of murder and violence and hatred, we pull it down in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it even now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. God, we ask you to cover your people in the blood of Jesus, your people everywhere in this earth realm. Father, we thank you for the safety, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the children are going back and forth to school. God, that they will have a safe haven, and it's only in you that we can have the safe haven. But Father, we ask you to cover the little children, the innocent children. Lives are being taken for nothing, Father. But God, we decree and declare that your word will last for eternity. Your word says, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for miracles tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a refuge. You are a present help. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind in the spirit. You foul spirit, you foul foul spirit of murder, every foul fever, every foul spirit of hatred, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree of miracles in the lives of your people. Father, we pray for those that have already lost loved ones. We pray as you strengthen and encourage them. God, you be with them. God, in the name of Jesus, we know they are asking for questions, God. They're asking for answers, God. But we know that you already know. And for God, we ask you to comfort them in this time, Father. We pray for those that have Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, children in the schoolhouses. We pray for their safety, O Heavenly Father. We pray for the safety of the teachers. Every faculty member, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, your blood prevail in the school. I see Corona La La Mosa while they're on the school buses, oh God. Let's have Roko Randala La Mosa. Let them have a safe journey back home and from school and to school. Father, we name things you, Jesus. We thank you, God, even in the school houses, God. Oh, Shako Rasika La La Mosa. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We committed into your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. We ask you so broke. We ask you to test the hearts and the minds, oh God, of those that are in government, oh Lord. Come on, seek on the Lord. Come on, seek on the Lord. Bring a conviction to their hearts, oh God. Oh God, that they would change these laws, oh God. Change the laws, oh God, that the children will not be able to get these weapons. Oh, he's the God. Change the laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come on Sikolosa. Father, let us seek all of this. God, we are so no call of this. We can no seek any of this. Oh Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. God, Sunday, God, you comfort those people, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, the school faculty, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a call of Sunday. Oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cover the parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, that the color of the kingdom of God suffer violence, and violence must be taken by force. We take back our failure in this. Oh, we take back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every the enemy has tried to creep in, we take it back now, God, in the name of Jesus. Every dark, oh God, reveal it, God, reveal it, expose it, and destroy it, oh God, before the storm of the alive. Reveal it, oh God. Reveal that individual, oh God, that he'll get some help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood. Open the eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they seek, open our the body of Christ's eyes, God. Oh, that we'll come together, God, and seek your faith, Lord. We are crying, God, for your people everywhere, Lord. We are crying for this nation, God. This nation needs to come back to you, God. Oh, God, this country needs to come back to you, Jesus. Oh, God, we have gone to the we have gone to the Shatabakor. We have gone astray, oh, God. But we ask you, Jesus, forgive us, forgive us, as Moses stood in the Yab, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, you stood in the gap for the children of Israel. But God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for the people of God. Tonight, oh God, you have warriors everywhere, God. You have prayer warriors everywhere, Jesus. Cry, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. Thank you for safety, God. Our home be a home, our homes will be a safe place, God. Our neighborhoods will be a safe place, God. Our communities will be a safe place, God. Our schoolhouses will be a safe place, God. Our grocery stores will be a safe place, God. in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. Every city in the United States, God, we plead the blood over tonight, God. We plead for safety of the people, oh God. Safety, God. A recover, oh God. A renewing, oh God. A refreshing, oh God. A restoring, God. A salvation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the salvation, God. Even now, God, souls are being saved, Lord. Souls are being delivered, God. Souls are being set free, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that child of the Lord, that individual, right from the middle of crime, God, we ask you to convict him, God, by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, reveal it, God. Oh, Satan, in the name of Jesus, cover your people everywhere, God. Cover my Sikola Lomoshea. Cover my Sunday Lama Kandalaba. Cover me a Sunday Lama Kotolabo. Your word say, God, in the name of Jesus, when we don't know what to pray for, our spirit prayers make us intercessor with glory. We cannot be uttered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Yahweh, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you hear our cry, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you hear your people everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you be glorified. We thank you right now, Lord. Test the people in the media, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, those people are at that Christian school, God. The children, oh God, we ask you to strengthen them, oh God. We ask you to give them wisdom, God, how to deal with this circumstance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that prayer, oh God. Oh, that teacher, oh God. Oh, that husband or wife, God, that lost a loved one, Jesus. That mother had lost a loved one. That father that lost a loved one, God. We ask you to strengthen them, Jesus. Encourage their heart, God. And we give you glory for what you're doing. We give you glory for what you're going to do. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Open our eyes that we'll be seeing, God. Open our ears that we'll be able to hear, God. Let us be sensitive to your voice when you speak to us, God. Oh, God, speak to us in our dreams. Speak to us in our sleep, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Shekolalalabashatah. In the name of Jesus, fill the airways with the presence, God. Fill the airways with your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We thank you for that mother tonight, that father, that child, that cousin, that uncle, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that have lost a loved one, God. We pray and you strengthen them, God. And you encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus. Look on Brother John, God. Oh, God, strengthen his family, God. Strengthen him, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for the living. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that lost loved ones everywhere. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify. You be glorified tonight, God. You get all the glory. You go. Yet you watch over your word to perform it. You decree and declare, God. You swear by your own word, and it has to come to pass, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God. The children will be safe, God. They'll be in a safe place, God, as they travel, as they go to school. Oh, Jesus, even in the home, oh God. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. Reveal and expose and destroy, God. Reveal and expose and destroy every demon work, God. Every son of the Nicole. Every work of darkness, oh God. Oh, witchcraft, God. That spirit of the Mokondosa. That spirit of murder, Satalia. That spirit of suicide. Reveal the Mokondosa. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, as united families, God, respecting families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and make us one, Lord. Make us one in the spirit, God, and we give you glory, God. Give us eyes to see in the spirit, God. Give us eyes to see in the spirit, oh God. Give us eyes to see in the spirit of God. Open our eyes, God. Open them wide. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We glorify it. In the Jesus name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on prayer time, praying for our families, praying for you, praying for our neighborhood, our state, our city, our nation, and around the world. And we understand there's an importance of prayer tonight and each and every day. So we thank Bishop for that powerful, powerful prayer. At this time, I want to go to Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin. And thank you, certainly, Bishop Crenshaw, for that prayer tonight. As we tune in, and I encourage all of us to really focus and tune in to the need for prayer. The Bible said, if my people, that means the children of the Most High God, if just they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Somebody may say within themselves, well, can the believer or the child of God be wicked? Sometimes we have wicked thoughts. Sometimes we allow our meditation to be on those things that are not necessarily pleasing as unto God. But if we would just take a moment and pray, even as the disciples, as Jesus. Father, God teach us how to pray, and he told them something very simple. He said, pray this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give an honor and praise his name. And we can wake up in the morning and just the first thing we do is say, Lord, I thank you for another day. I wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I appreciate you for another day that you've allowed me to wake up and even be here. Just giving thanks unto the Lord. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. If we think about the simplicity of that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the will of the Lord be done in earth as it is in heaven. We know that with all of the evil and the chaos and the killings that were shared tonight, 129 mass shootings in 2023 so far, I don't think it's even been 129 days. So what we're dealing with is spiritual. This is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. The spirits that we deal with, praise God, sometimes we have territorial spirits. Clearly this is territorial. It's all over the place. The enemy is releasing the spirit of murder and crime into our communities. But we must bind together and seek God and pray and know that God is yet able and he's sovereign. The Bible tells us, praise the Lord, in Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brothers, see, we need to focus in on this because that wakes us up. That wakes us up in our mindset to help us realize we really don't have time to fight against one another. We don't even have time, praise God, to even have any type of issues against one another because there's too much going on in the world, too much going on in our neighborhoods, too much going on in our schools. Father, we want our children, our grandchildren to be able to go to school and come back home safely. So our focus, I encourage you that we shift our focus, that we shift our focus on another level of the seriousness of the hour and the time that we live in, that we must watch, the Bible says, watch and pray. As we pray, be watchful. Pay attention to what's going on in your environment. Listen and pay attention to the news. You don't get so caught up in it that you can't think and a spirit of fear, grasp your heart, for the word of the Lord says he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of love and a power of sound mind. But we need to be aware. The Bible said my people err because of the lack of knowledge. Knowledge, praise God, is insight, is the light of a thing. Praise God. When you take that word and you break it down, amen, it really means the light of a thing. When you shine light on a thing, it brings a level of clarity and understanding. And Jesus said, we are, you and I, the believer, those that are believers that are listening tonight, we are the light of the world. So when you show up, knowledge should come with you. My people err because of the lack of knowledge. My people err because they're not walking in the light. However, Jesus said that ye are the light. Now you are the light of the world. So when you show up, light in you should shine knowledge and insight on any given situation. And even in the situation we're dealing with now, the Bible says we should all have an answer for every man of this blessed hope that is on the inside of you. So we need to encourage somebody to fear not, as he spoke the word of the Lord tonight in Psalms 91. Praise God. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is your secret place? Do you have a secret place? Do you have a hiding place in your spirit? Praise God. That place where you know that you can reside in, that you can meditate and touch the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Because the enemy comes to do three things: to kill, to steal, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. But the Bible teaches us, what are we as believers, what are we going to have to do? And be like Ephesians, Paul encouraged us, Ephesians 6 and 10, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. It's not the person, it's not your neighbor. It's not the person sitting next to you on your job that seems to be just getting on your nerves. This is a spiritual matter. This is a serious spiritual matter. These spirits that's causing these people to wake up and go get guns and start shooting, this is demonic. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, praise God, over our city. So take authority over your city. Take authority over your block. Take authority over your house. And in the name of Jesus, and decree and declare Psalm 91 that the angels of the Lord will protect you and cover you and cover your family in the name of Jesus. There is no other name greater than the name of the Lord Jesus. His name is a strong power. The word of the Lord said that the righteous went in, and they are what? They are safe. So I encourage you tonight, we are safe in Jesus. We have no reason to fear, but we must be wise, and we must watch, and we must prepare ourselves, make ourselves ready through prayer, that we will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So if the Lord tells us to do something, we're going to respond to it. We're not going to miss the moment, because the enemy comes to destroy those whose hearts are looking forward to his soon coming. Blessed is the man whose hope and trust is in him. When Jesus is coming back, he's looking for faith in the earth. So I encourage you tonight, don't give up. Hold on. Hold on to your faith. And declare the word of the Lord over your family, over your neighborhood, and over your schools. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Back to you, Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us those words of wisdom, but most of all, giving us the word of God tonight. So thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for those powerful words to remember each and every day, each and every hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc talked about we are the light of the Lord. We are the light, ladies and gentlemen. We read the word of the Lord. The Lord's always with us, so we can take authority over everything, as Bishop prayed earlier. We can take authority over the schools, over the neighborhood, over our home areas, over our grandchildren, our children, great-grandchildren. We can do that. And, man, I want to encourage every man that's listening tonight, continue to pray over your family. Call their names out in the mighty name of Jesus. Call your family names out, all your family members, call them out in prayer in the name of Jesus. So I challenge every man to continue to ramp up your prayer. Pray more each and every day. No matter what you're doing, we can pray while we're working, pray while we're enjoying family members or just resting. We need to continue to pray always, as the word of God talks about. I definitely understand that scripture now, Bishop and Doc, about pray without ceasing. Oh, man, we got to be on guard every hour, every 2-3 minutes, whatever it takes to stay in prayer mode, ladies and gentlemen, in the mighty name of Jesus. And know that we continue to pray for those who are listening as well all across the globe as Bishop has prayed for you as well, in Jesus' name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines real quick and open up the lines for you for those who have a prayer request or a comment or anything like that. And right now, Bishop and Doc, we're going to go to Brother John. I believe Brother John's on this line. Brother John, God bless you, man. You're live on the air.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank you for the opening prayer. I'd like to thank Bishop for those strong words of encouragement. And I'd like to thank Dr. Crenshaw for always reassuring the prayers and prayers work. And I would like to have a special prayer and a special thank you for everybody on the prayer line that has prayed for me and my family on losing my son. And I would just like a special prayer for my son's sisters and brothers and my family to help them get through this, because I know that God has us all covered. If you in Christ, and if you believe, you're the same again, regardless of how much it hurts. If you believe in Christ, you're the same again. So it's well with my heart. God has spoken. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. I'm with you on that, Brother John, for you and your family, for others as well. And I believe, Brother John, as you do, and as Bishop and Doc have been teaching and preaching over the years, God's going to fix it all. He's going to fix everything. And one day, he is going to fix it all and make it all right. And like you said, we will see our loved ones again in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I don't want to miss anybody tonight. Hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. I'll put you in queue, and we'll keep it moving here. We thank you so much for your time tonight. Let me go ahead and see. I think Brother Sister Sarah had came on a little earlier, Bishop and Doc. Let me see if she's still available. Sister Sarah, you're on live with Bishop and Doc right now. God bless you.
Yes, God bless everyone on the prayer line, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and everybody. I just thank the Lord for y'all coming every week. That's a blessing. To hear about everything, the tragedies going around in the world, I just want to pray for the families that have lost their loved ones and the tragedy just took place. And praying for my family, my daughter, yeah, and myself, that the Lord may strengthen us. And may his arms of protection be around the family and to everyone that's on the prayer line. May his arms of protection be around everyone in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. God bless you. And thank you so much for your time tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there on the network, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, where they're praying for you. Pray for your family and for your needs and spoken and unspoken requests in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight as well on the network. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Also, too, I want to go to Brother John's wife, I believe, but Sister John's wife. You're on the line there tonight. God bless you.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My prayer request tonight is just to pray for unity in the family as we go through this whole process of burying Omar, because it can get real ugly. So I'm just praying for unity and that we show love within the family. And also I want to pray for the families that lost so much in those storm areas. And I think it was Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So let's continue to keep them in prayer, safety, and that they'll get the proper help they need to rebuild. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. We appreciate you. You're right. We've got to remember those who lost everything. We've got a whole town that has been leveled there, and we understand that some lives have been lost. So we pray for those families as well. Of course, we lost some loved ones. But those who are alive, we pray for them as well. But they have lost everything. And we just pray their strength in the Lord and pray that they look unto the hills, which cometh our help, which is unto Jesus Christ. I don't understand it all, but we trust God and we believe God to take care of them, for those who are with us now. So we thank you so much for that powerful request and prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Doc and Bishop, I'll turn this back over to you, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Praise God. We don't pray for Brother John's family. Father, peace will be with him during that time, and there will be no discomfort or disagreement, but have the peace of mind and peace of heart. Father, we know that you are all-knowing. You know how to work everything out for our good. And Father, we honor you tonight, God, and even as we speak, God, you are able to calm the airwaves, change the atmosphere by your presence and your anointing. You able to destroy the yokes of the enemy before even the child to move in this godly way. But God, we thank you tonight, God, that you will comfort them even the more, be with them, strengthen them, and be hold fast to the word of God. Stand firm and speak, continue to declare the word over their family. Father, I thank you tonight. You know how to do it. God, deal with them even in their sleep. Now tomorrow, their whole atmosphere, their mindset and their thought patterns will change, and they will have peace one toward another. There'll be a love that passes all understanding. When no man can comprehend it, God, you are the one able to do the thing that seems impossible. And God, we speak that over their family life tonight. And God, we speak for those that have lost their lives during the storms all across the cities in Mississippi and different areas in Alabama and Georgia. Father, we pray you not only that, although any city that those storms came through and they lost, whether it was a life or was things that they own, possessions. God, we pray for them. We pray for their families. We pray for their loved ones. We pray, God, that you will provide to them some through someone. God, we give you thanks, God. And even as you keep us, keep our minds in perfect peace that passes all understanding. God, if we pray for the Spencer family tonight, we pray for the Young family tonight at the loss of a loved one. God, we know that you are all-knowing. And Father, we ask you to bless them and strengthen them during this time and meet every need that they need have. And we thank you for everyone that's on the prayer line tonight. Continue to bless them and direct their path. And we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Ella Kevin.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. And we thank you so much for covering us tonight, Bishop and Doc, covering those who are live tonight on the network and those who are listening later on. Thank you so much. As Bishop was talking, ladies and gentlemen, I was looking up some information, again, just on prayer. And the Bible teaches, I think we all know this, but a lot of those who are listening may not know, but the Bible teaches that we are to lay our anxiousness before him in prayer. And petitions, that's Philippians 4, 6-7. And God's peace, I love this, God. That's what Doc and Bishop were talking about tonight. God's peace will sustain and guard our troubled spirit. Prayer is a holy privilege as we becomes part of what God is doing in others' lives. The Apostle Paul found great joy in praying or interceding for his friends in the faith. So the apostles prayed, as we know. We must pray always, folks. We must continue to pray each and every day, no matter who it is, neighbors, people you meet on the street, people you meet in the grocery store, whatever. Pray, pray, pray. As Bishop and Doc said, continue to pray. It's some serious times that we're in. I think no one would disagree with that our believer today. But the key is prayer, as Bishop and Doc have shared with us tonight. So we thank everybody tonight, but I want to encourage you to continue to pray. Keep the faith. Stay strong in the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Bishop, back to you for final closeout, sir. Thank you so much.
Praise God. We thank the Lord for everyone tonight. Continue to pray and seek the face of God and be encouraged and know that God is working all things for our good. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to pray for you, pray for your family, pray for our nation, ladies and gentlemen, pray for our world. So we thank Bishop so much and Doc for taking their time out on a Tuesday evening with us to pray over us as well. So we thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to leave you with a beautiful song. We want you to have a great rest of the evening, of course. We want you to have a great and powerful and productive week as well. But we're going to leave you with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, My Help Coming from the Lord. As Doc and Bishop have mentioned, our help is in the Lord, folks. That's the only hope that we have. So we thank God for his wonderful, wonderful word each and every day. But ladies and gentlemen, as we go, before we go to the song, I want you to remember to always, always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Let other people know about the prayer time in your network. Send out the link. If you need the link, just let me know. I'll send the link to you as well for those who might like to share this out with others around the globe or in your sphere of influence. My number is 404-401-0233, or you can email me as well, or text me. It'd be better, text and email me. I'll be glad to send that to you. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Bond here with you. Have a great evening. And remember, my help coming from the Lord. Amen. Amen.
He will not suffer thy foot to slip. He will not suffer thy foot, thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep.
ladies and gentlemen, our help coming from the Lord. And we just thank God for his awesomeness. Thank God for his son. We thank God for the precious Holy Spirit tonight. God bless you, everybody. We appreciate your time tonight. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Have a great week, everybody.